Shoes. Recorded live.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show, produced by the Head of Household. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also have a show for the women in your lives that features three female moderators and runs tonight at the exact same time with the exact same topic. You can get more info about either show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. That website, again, householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in either one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to householdstress.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Now, we have a couple rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics, and more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical and race neutral so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable on our show. And furthermore, this ain't Bible study, fellas. We want you to just be able to come to our show as a man, and that's it. The virtual talk shows always present the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is, once a cheater, always a cheater? My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot, your DJ, and a ventriloquist for the evening. More on that later. I've got a lot of material, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion by midnight. That's right, I said it again, midnight, because this flight is going to take a little bit longer than usual. But stay on as long as your schedule permits. But I'm going to be on here until midnight, and I guarantee that you won't want to hang up before then. You may have to, but this is a fluid conversation. So if you do have something to say, please, please, please feel free to do so. Or if you just prefer to listen, that's absolutely fine too. And tonight I do not have my normal sound that I usually have, my airplane seatbelt sound, but instead I have this. Yeah, so when you hear that, it means to take your seat because it's about to get a little bumpy. That's just to put you on notice that it might get a little uncomfortable. And fellas, this is going to be real uncomfortable tonight because this is grown man B.I. So you're more than welcome to go on ahead and hang up now because I've given you fair warning. But if you intend to stay, please try to hang on until the end because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. All right, with all of that said, I'm going to raise the bar. I'm going to start with a clip. This is about 30 seconds, fellas.
They're basically the same thing. I think the cheating would be more the term used for people who are not married, and having an affair would be relegated to specifically married couples, but they mean the same thing.
First question of the night, fellas, is there a difference between cheating and having an affair? Is there a difference between cheating and having an affair? First question of the night.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, speak on it, brother.
Hey, man, one of the same. I mean, cheating, having an affair, I mean, you with somebody that's not your significant other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. You just with somebody else. You know, you're confining your thoughts and your actions to somebody else other than your significant other. It doesn't have to be sexual. Just, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to do with your wife with somebody else, period.
So what you're saying is your thoughts could be having an affair.
Say, you bring it up, Brad. Well, say that again.
Oh, I said your thoughts can be your mind, you know, just looking at somebody walking down the street saying, ooh, I want to hit that, can be a negative effect. Or
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But does
that's
it depend?
Not cheating, though.
Oh, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that that's not cheating, though. I mean, that's, we know, I know the same Bible study. I mean, I'm sure we'd all consider that a sin, that'd be lust, but that's not cheating. But no, the answer to your question, I think, Rodney, is yes. Yes, having an affair, and there is no difference between having an affair and cheating.
All right. Good word. Does it depend on whether you're single or married? That same question, cheating or having an affair, does it depend on whether you're single or married?
It all depends on the couple when you say that, because when you're married, it's, you know, anything other than will be considered cheating or having an affair, you know, or adultery if you want to go that route, you know what I'm saying? But when you are in a relationship, like when you're dating, you know what I'm saying, it all depends on who you ask, because it may not necessarily be cheating. You might be together. You might be with somebody, but you're not really with somebody. You dig what I'm saying? Not necessarily a cut buddy, but you know what I'm saying? You might have a female acquaintance, and, you know, it's not a relationship. It's not a done deal, but you got somebody else too. So is that considered cheating?
Yeah, we're going to get into it. I'm going to help you all out. I'm going to play another clip just to bring this on home. And listen to this. This is about 38 seconds.
Emotional intimacy is a part of it as well. I know somebody who, before they were divorcing their spouse, I asked him, I said, you know, did you ever cheat? And he specifically said to me, I never cheated physically, but emotionally, I strayed from the relationship.
Emotional cheating, fellas, versus physical cheating. And I want y'all to hear the last part of that clip before we get into it.
Being married doesn't mean that you will never have an attraction to another person. And what I'm saying constitutes infidelity is fostering a relationship based on that attraction. So, like, say I work in an office, I'm married, or I'm in a relationship, and I work in an office, and there's this guy in my office, and I flirt with him, or, you know, he flirts with me, or, you know, it's clear that there's some chemistry, we like each other, and we build some kind of relationship based on that mutual attraction for each other. Whether we have sex or not, we are being, or at least I am being, unfaithful to my spouse because I have feelings for this person and I am developing a relationship with them based on those feelings.
Emotional cheating versus physical cheating. Is there a difference there, fellas? Talk to me.
I agree.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Is there a difference between emotional cheating and physical cheating? Anybody?
I say it's one and the same.
Okay, speak on.
I mean, because, you know, it's, your body ain't necessarily got to be there, but your mind is. Eventually, the body going to follow. That's
anybody
real.
Else? Yeah, that's real talk. Anybody else?
I would say emotional.
Go ahead.
I would say emotional is probably a little bit more detrimental because emotionally, I think for us as men to get involved with somebody, that's some serious stuff. The physical stuff you can, it's all cheating. But the physical stuff you can turn the page on that quickly and move on to the next thing. But when you emotionally get connected to somebody, particularly being a guy, that's serious.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Because that means it goes back to what my man was saying earlier. I mean, you are giving another woman what you should be giving your wife. And that emotional spirit is something else. Because the honest truth is, like, women always try to tie the fact that all men are thinking about is, you know, sex, 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 sex. And that is true. But at the same time, as I've always said on these calls, what we're also thinking about is the fact that we want to be romance. We want to be loved. We want somebody to be into us. We want to be loved just as much as women do, but just in probably a different shape or fashion or form. So when we find that and we kind of give that to somebody else and that emotional side is there, man, that's rough. Then it's like you don't even care about having sex with your wife anymore. That's irrelevant. You'd rather go and sit across at a Starbucks and drink a latte with this woman and have a conversation because she's that much more interesting than having sex with your wife.
Yeah, because doesn't cheating start from the emotional piece, you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a physical attraction, but it has to be into the mind, and it has to tap into your emotion that I'm really feeling this woman, outside woman or whatever the case may be, and, you know, now I want the physical now. You know, you can only imagine but so much if you want the real thing. It's kind of like, see but don't touch, touch but don't taste, taste but don't swallow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You set up parameters, you know, that you know you're doing wrong, but, I mean, but what is inside your mind that, you know, when it starts flowing, dog, it starts flowing. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, good words. Anybody else? Emotional cheating? Physical cheating? All right, good words, fellas, good words. And I want to play this. I just got one more clip. This at the beginning here, but listen to this. It's about 20 seconds.
I think it's a broad range of things. I don't think it's any one thing. You have some people who are just selfish. You have some people who are in relationships that are deficient in some way, or they're unfulfilled, or they're unhappy. Like, I don't think it's any one thing. It just runs, it's a wide spectrum of things that cause affairs or lead people to cheat.
Question, why do people cheat? Why do people cheat?
It's a taboo.
It's the great conquering, I think.
Okay. Speak on it, brother.
It's something that you don't have. You just want to conquer. It's in our nature. It's in some nature. It's just like I was reading the text I got, once a cheater, always a cheater. I think it's just like being once a crackhead, always a crackhead. You're a recovering cheater.
Mm.
You have to fight. You know, you have to always fight. If you have that spirit to conquer everything that you have, you want to conquer. So that's why that's one of the reasons why we cheat, why men cheat, why women cheat. It's just conquering.
Good words. Anybody want to add to that?
I mean, it could be many reasons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be, you know, from a male perspective, it could be, you know, wife ain't treating you right. Wife ain't showing you affection. Or wife done closed up the legs. You know what I'm saying? So many words. You know what I'm saying? And if it ain't there, you know, you go seek other options. It can be a lot of reasons to why it's, you know, it gets done. You know, I can't really point a finger at one particular thing, but I mean, now don't get me wrong, your man just, you know, said, you know, the conquering, there's no doubt, but it's far beyond the conquer part, because you're not really, you know, to some people when they cheat, it's not really to conquer. You know what I'm saying, per se. It can be just because you're not getting what you need to be satisfied at home. Rather it be emotionally, whether it be sexually, or whatever the case may be. You're not getting to that home, so you would seek other options.
I'd say it has to do with being self-centered, and it also has to do with being, you know, a little bit cowardly.
I agree.
You know, ultimately, you know, when you're doing that, you're making that act. I mean, the fact that you're cheating, you know, you're going behind your spouse's back, or she's going behind your back to do something. You're thinking about yourself and fulfilling whatever need you have, regardless of what it's for, regardless of, you know, if it's because of what you feel like you're not getting while you're back home. It's a self-centered thing. And the reason I say it's cowardly is because, you know, you're going behind somebody else's back. I mean, you can say, hey, you know, it's because I don't want to hurt them, but no, you're not man enough to say, hey, look, you know what? You're not giving me what I want, so I'm about to go get it from someone else. But you know what? You know, I got to end this relationship and go get, you know, and seek something else out and seek out my own happiness. At least that's somewhat respectable. I mean, that's a cop out, but that's somewhat respectable. So those are my two reasons.
Good words, bro.
Good words.
Hey, man, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah. Somebody was talking. Go ahead.
Hey, but can it be the joy of not getting caught?
Hmm.
That attraction of just, you know, hey, it won't hurt, won't tell. I can go to the club. And I'm thinking of a movie where there's some people who get emotionally involved and have sex, and then there's some that can just go out and have sex with somebody and then come home and still enjoy their wife.
Hmm.
Well, that's greed.
Yeah.
That's greed?
Now, that's conquering.
That's greed.
That's conquering right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go out, you do what you want, and you go home and you get what you want. That's conquering.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to talk about, you know, those conquerors, because literally, you know, as the brother said, that's a great word, but, and this is my last clip for right now, but listen to this real quick. It's about 30 seconds.
Apple. She comes home and every guy that she talks to or that she's in the group with, they are her friends. They are like brothers to me, Mom. But you know what about every last one of them? They're all in the friend zone, but they're trying to get in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't change a lot of times. Sometimes that still stays the same. Your friend can be your friend, and he may have drawn the line and said, okay, I respect her that she's married, but, honey, let me tell you, let you start going through some stuff and let your friend be there, and then you start thinking it's okay for you to talk to your male friend about your relationship with your husband, things won't be good.
What about your lady's male friends that she knew before meeting you? Are any of them in the friend zone but steadily trying to get into the end zone?
She ain't got none.
Well, you cut them all off, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. They've all dropped off. I mean, that was a long time ago. There aren't any, unless I'm just a fool and I'm naive, which that could be the case. But there are none that I know of that I've seen or seen on a number on a bill or anything. Nothing.
Mm.
What kind of friends are you talking about? You're talking about friends that are straight up friends or friends that were past lovers?
Either.
I think you talk about that friend that has always been that friend and that person. I think we all been in that one place too with any women that we knew in the past where that friend is that listening. You know, you use that key to listen and you wait till their sensitive spot. And then you take your action right then when they're at their lowest emotional state, and then you jump in.
Does that apply to somebody that's married, though? Is that what you're talking about?
It can affect married people because married people always may go outside of their home to some guy to talk about their relationship. They don't have a venue like this where they can go and talk to. So they talk to somebody outside, and that person comes to listen to you.
Here's my rule. If you had a friend that's a friend that there was no relationship with, maybe you grew up with or whatever, that's cool with me. I'm cool with that. No new friends.
Mm.
There's no new male friends. I got enough of my own. You don't need any. You know.
My thing is this right here. My relationship marriage counselor at church, Dr. McGuire. He's seen a lot, and I agree mostly on what he says. The three things that will destroy a marriage if the couple allows it to happen is friends, family, and finance. Now that friend thing, that's a biggie because as soon as something goes wrong in that relationship, you know, immediately and this is for guys and girls both. Will go to that first friend and start talking about what's going on inside your home or their home. You understand what I'm saying? So that being said, that if there's a, you know, if the wifey goes to a male friend and starts discussing what goes on inside the house, if that man wants that woman, he know what to say. He know, you know, he can push them buttons. You know what I'm saying? Well, I would never treat you like that, so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? And same thing for guys who may have a female friend. Not necessarily a past lover or whatever the case may be, but just a female friend. That's real.
Yeah, that's real. I just want to, I mean, do people cheat because they're bored? I mean, do people sometimes just fall out of love with each other?
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I think people cheat because it's acceptable. And what I mean by acceptable is that cheating has been going on for a long time, and women have accepted it. So until they stand up and not accept that as a standard in their life, these men can get away with it.
A lot of times a cheater will cheat because they haven't exhausted all the avenues to keep them from cheating.
Mm.
And that's what you got to do to get that flame back, that date night that y'all talk about, all those things. They don't exhaust those avenues. They're like, well, you know what? It ain't working for me, and I got shorty down the street, so let me just go ahead and, you know, handle my business.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? People cheat because they're bored. Fall out of love. Okay. All right. Who cheats more, men or women?
Oh. That's a loaded question. We get caught more.
Yeah.
We get caught more.
There you
I
go.
Agree.
Yeah, but I don't think we cheat more. I think we just get caught more.
You
know how that's a trick question, Rodney?
Okay.
It's a trick question. Actually, the answer, without a doubt, it's not even close, is women. And if you think about it, you know, men, if we're out here cheating, the other woman who's involved with it, they're part of the affair, too. You know what I mean? So they're cheating, too. And there's more women on this earth than there are men. So I think, without a doubt, it ain't even close. women have more affairs than men.
Anybody want to agree with that, brother? There's women.
I agree with it.
I agree.
Statistically, I can
understand it. You know what I'm saying? But who knows? Like my man said, man, men get caught more than women.
Yeah.
Women, a woman with straight lie to your face with a straight poker face, and you believe?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she would keep it bottled in, and you would not find out.
Yeah, and the stats I pulled from it, you know, what are statistics? I mean, they didn't ask everybody, but it says that 40 to 50% of married women cheat versus 60 to 70% of married men.
Good God!
So, I think one brother said it's almost even. It's pretty close, but again, I think the brother hit it right on the head when he said that men are the ones that get caught more. You know, so that's why those statistics may be a little skewed. But, you know, as the brother said, if you're cheating, you're cheating with another woman, you know, so she's part of it. So, you know, it's almost, you know, even split down the line. So
I think men brag about it more, too.
And I say this about us, too. When we're cheating, we don't have the common sense to try to continue treating her the same way.
Right.
We start, you know, being nasty to her, you know, because I got someone else. You know, I don't need you anymore.
Mm.
Like women go, okay. You know, they'll keep it quiet, like, okay. You suck their teeth and like, I'm going on down the street after I finish arguing with you. Take care of my business. Come on back home. Take my wash up. Take my shower. And we sit up there with an attitude or, you know, we have the girl on the side, and we just keep them back.
But I want to, good words, fellas. I want to ask this question. But before I do, I'm going to take y'all back.
You must try to ignore that and be more than that. Heart when I
comes to cheating? What's love got to do with it, fellas?
I think in a man's point of view, there is no love. No, love has nothing to do with cheating. Men try to separate the two.
Yeah, I mean, is love a feeling or a choice?
It's the difference between sex and intimacy.
Mm.
You know, men, they may cheat just because they're missing something from home sexually. They love the intimacy with their wife, but they're missing something from home that they're not getting anymore. So they go and find this other lady who's ready to do that. And then they know they don't have to stay with that person, so they can just roll out at any time.
Good words. Anybody else?
Or they just looking going, she looks like she can really throw down. And we like, I remember when I could used to be able to stay out all night and have sex with a girl all day, go back to work, then start up again.
Mm-hmm. Good words, good words. Anybody else? Well, I got a lot of folks on the line. Let me see. I got a chatter here. It says, be careful when your wife starts hanging out with a bitter divorced friend. Because that bitterness will spread.
Yeah, we do. Good as a muggling.
Yeah, that's good words. That's good words.
Yeah, that woo, that right there is a statement
yeah.
of half.
But I want to get back. Go ahead.
Love has everything to do with it, man. It has absolutely everything to do with it because, you know, I've said this before, when you make that decision to cheat, regardless of the fact that you lie to yourself, the fact that you really don't love them. Because me, I'm someone who thinks that you have to choose to truly love somebody. It's one thing to say, oh, man, I feel like I love somebody. It's another thing to really choose to love somebody. If you choose to love somebody unconditionally through thick and thin, you're going to stop yourself. Nah, there ain't nothing nobody on this phone can say or do that's going to stop you from having thoughts of a pet. Or, you know, thoughts of another woman being attractive. But when you truly choose to love somebody, you're not going to do it.
Yeah, and I want to break down the definition of love and get into what you're, thank you, brother, get into what we're talking about here. Take, you know, I'm going to add a little texture to this. Check this out.
I believe that it all depends on what you grow up or what you're taught love is coming out of your home, you know, because what love may be to you, love to somebody may be sex. Love to somebody else, it might not be that. So I think it really depends on the individual and what they perceive love.
Getting back to what the brother stated and also tying in to what was just stated, since we're all raised differently, don't we all have different definitions of what love is?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that can very well be true, you know what I'm saying, if you have a closed mind. Regardless of the fact, that's one constant lane. Love will never change. The feeling of love will never change as far as it, you know, the definition of. You see what I'm saying? But if regardless of where you're from, whether it be, you know, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, whatever, you know, love is love.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know, and if you love unconditionally, just like your man said earlier, you know what I'm saying, that even the thought of being with another woman, you will refrain yourself from even thinking from that. Because you got so much love for your significant other. But as far as love and, you know, love in general, man, I mean, you can grow up with no family at all and still find love. Eventually.
Good word. That's so.
Yeah, but how do you know what love is? Like if you used to all you see is dad beating a mom. And she said, I love you. And so you say, okay, that's love. Now I'm seeing her smacking around and she's still staying with them. I agree with the lady. It depends on where you, you know, what you grew up and seeing is love. You know, some of our multi, you know, our young girls with multi kids,
you know, he loves me because he buys me, you know, nice clothes. So he loves me because, you know, he pays my bills. And he don't love me because he don't give me, you know, he don't go out there. This other guy don't love me because he don't take me out to eat. You know, it all depends on what you see as love. Because they once said that love is, the chemical is about the same as having a bar of chocolate. The chemical response in your body. So it's what's love to you. You know, love might be to me that she cares for me, you know, hand and foot. Well, love might mean that, you know, she yells at me every day.
And is cheating ultimately a choice, or can a person be blameless if they were, quote-unquote, driven to cheat? Is cheating a choice, or can a person be blameless if they were, quote-unquote, driven to cheat?
It's a choice. Yeah, I mean, that's I mean, it's a choice. Because you choose to go that route. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you're in love or you're not in love, you feel out of love, you choose to go that route. So, yes, it is a choice.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you can't, that's a cop-out as far as being blameless. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You know, I ain't trying to be racial or nothing like that, but I can be blameless because I'm black. I didn't choose to be black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But when you cheat, when you decide to cheat, it's a choice because you made that decision. You came to that decision regardless of what emotions has pushed you, but you choose to cheat, period.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but to answer the question, though, yeah, you you make that choice. But I will tell you this. You know, the external factors that sometimes allow you to make that choice are kind of, well, I won't say allow you to make that choice because you do decide to make it yourself or not. The external factors that push you to doing that, sometimes you could just, at that point, you could care less.
Yeah, and that, I mean, can cheating ever be justified? And I think what the brother is talking about is, you know, for example, here's an example. If someone is incapable of fulfilling their spouse's sexual needs, can cheating then be justified?
Nope.
No, you should bounce.
Why she get married to him then?
Well, some people don't get married until they don't do anything sexual until they get married. Then what you do? You just stuck.
Wait, if okay, now hold it. Receive that now we going into another realm. If the couple decides not to have sex until they are married. And let's say, okay, for instance, a man is not satisfied with a woman, okay, fine. But see, it's like any other issue that can go inside of a marriage other than just sex. It could be, you know, any other issue. You work at it. You understand what I'm saying? You work at it. She tells you how she wanted, you know what I'm saying, what arouses her, da-da-da-da-da, and you perfect that. It's going to take some time. Both have to have patience, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like any other issue that's inside of a home. You know, if sex is one of the issues, then you work at it. And just like the brother said earlier, that's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
For a reason, because she's not being satisfied, that's a cop-out.
Right. I'm agreeing with you there, too. I'm agreeing with you there totally. It's just like we got to get past the instant pudding stage.
Right.
You know, everything should be... you know, I don't want to wait for that tapioca, cook it on the stove. I just want to add milk and it's good.
Good words. Well, that's good. We got a lot of consensus on here tonight, fellas. And here is the answer. Here's the answer.
That's part of the sacrifice of the relationship. Like, if he can't do it, and if he's unable, and if he's physically not capable, then I have to accept that because I didn't marry him for the sex alone. Now, granted, if we start rolling into multiple months or what have you, then we should have a discussion. But, I mean, if he's physically unable or if there's a reason that he can't, then part of loving someone is respecting that, you know, they can't do because they love you, and if they could do what you needed them to do, they would.
Right. Right. Good answer.
That was, one, I don't have a problem with masturbation, and two, if he just cannot perform, over that time because his health does not permit, then as his spouse,
Linda,
it is my responsibility.
You know, I just got your message. My phone was off.
That.
I missed it, but I wanted to call you before tomorrow.
Good words. Good words.
Is it too late?
Hello?
Yeah.
And actually, y'all agree. We got all agreement on that topic. But next question, do women cheat for revenge?
Yep. Sure do.
I think they ultimately end up hurting themselves, though.
And I will testify on that one, bro. I was in the military, and you know how I go. If anybody who was military or ex-military, and I was active duty. I was full-time. I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. And when First Cav went over to do a tour in Saudi Arabia for 6 months, you best believe them wives come out to play.
Hell yeah.
I was 17, 18 years old, bro. I know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you think that, you know, you up in the club or something like that, and you meet a chick, and, you know, everything is all good, and you think if she sees you, she just straight lied to you, because I'm not a homewrecker, because I don't want nobody to wreck my home. Right. I've never been a homewrecker. But when I go to your house or your apartment or wherever, and we do the thing or whatever, and then I'm waking up, I'm walking down the hallway, and I see pictures of you and this guy on the hallway picture. You know what I'm saying? You didn't hit the wedding ring for me and everything. You know, women are just as scandalous as men, for real.
How did you miss the pictures going in, though?
So what now? It's dark.
Yeah, like that.
It's dark. I mean, I was 17, 18 years old.
You
were halfway drunk anyway, so, you know what I'm saying?
And you were focused. Right. That's the other thing. The other head was thinking for you.
That means you were focused.
You know, I'm being real.
What about that person that takes that wedding ring off, puts it in, you know, the woman takes that wedding ring off, and, you know, you run into something that you don't know. You run into a false positive. You thinking you have a relationship with a woman who's single, come to find out she's cheating on her husband.
No.
Yeah, but you know, here's the other thing. I would say this: when I used to work for the city cops, and usually when those shifts go out, people, you know, that 6 months, 4 months into it, guys living at the house. When they get back, then it becomes a big issue because he don't want to leave anymore, and they're, you know, trying to get him out. Domestic startup. As soon as that ship comes in, you're going to have at least 20 domestics that night.
Mm.
Good words. But on that note, kind of, sort of, did anybody on here ever date and eventually marry a woman that was cheating on her man with you? Nobody?
No, but I know plenty that have. I know a couple that have.
I mean, come on, fellas. Come on. I mean,
because how you know she ain't, if she gets tired of you, how you know she ain't gonna do the same thing?
There you go. Because what did Dr. Phil say? If she'll do it with you, she'll do it to you.
Yep. That's the truth. So, no, not on that one. Now, I definitely might have had a good time with her. But we didn't get married.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
So are there any pros to marrying the woman that you cheated with? Or are they all cons?
I think they're all cons.
No pros. No positives out of that, huh?
There's a positive. Positive is
what?
She doesn't win.
I know of one situation where it was a positive that came out of the fact of a woman cheating on her man. My brother, ex-wife, you know, they fussed and fight, da 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 da, this, that, the third, where she did it on the L. and he got into some trouble. And the day that he went to court for it, she went on a cruise with a dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that you know, excuse my French, but that takes some balls to do that, man. Your husband is about to go to court for doing something illegal to help you out, but yet you're on a cruise with another man. Are you serious? Now they are divorced, but, you know, he left her. You know what I'm saying? And he's in a much better mind state. Be real with you. I mean, he is. He's in a much better mind state because she got to pay him alimony.
he's doing
well for himself. So, yeah, that's a positive did come out of that, you know.
brother, you speaking of the cruise, and this is not even in my notes, but it's almost 9:45. But I just got to ask y'all this. I just, you know, when the brother was talking about the cruise, I just got to ask y'all this. Is letting yourself get felt up, fondled, and groped by a TSA screener at an airport security checkpoint considered cheating?
That's not awesome, man. No.
No, that's part of the job.
That's part of the job.
Wow.
Part of the job. But... Nah, I'm joking. That's part
I mean, shouldn't they at least be handing you some dollar bills while you're getting that new pat-down procedure?
Yeah.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Wow.
Oh, man. Back to the show. Let me get back on top. I just had to throw that in there. I'm so crazy. I just had to throw that in there. But has anybody on here ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Have you ever been cheated on? Speak on it. Go ahead.
It's my first wife, and we separated. But
yeah, man, it was my fiance, man, my ex fiance, who happens to be my son's mother.
Right.
And I'm a truck driver. I'm the guy that's going from Portland to Seattle right now. You know, I live in North Carolina, so you can imagine. So, this happened probably about 5 years ago, something like that. And usually, now, you know, at the time, we, like I said, in my opinion, we never hid nothing from each other. And that's how it's supposed to be. So, when she's on the computer, I might just, you know, casually see what she's doing and leave. That, you know, ain't no biggie. Where it got to a point where I would just even walk into the room where the computer was and she cutting everything off. Yeah, that throws a red flag. So what
right.
she did, though, is that I could click on the history and see what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And she was, you know, conversing with another guy and talking about meeting him again.
Right.
So, of course, I confronted her with this. And, you know, at the time, you know, I still had a violent, volatile mentality. Now, I've never hit a woman before, but I came real close for mashing her head against the wall. I ain't gonna front. But I didn't. And we pretty much, you know, I was through after that.
Right.
Pretty much. Because there's no, like I said, it's a choice that you do. Now, we may have had some problems or whatever the case may be, but it's a decision that you make that you proceed to do this.
Right.
So this is way before Facebook. You know,
Yeah, because I live Facebook and those things have broken up more families than I don't know what, man.
Yeah.
Right. And to this day, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I got three with her right now, and we can talk about that. And she would admit and say that she effed up. She
yeah.
did. She effed up. She effed up the greatest thing that came in her life, this and the third. That makes me feel good, but I don't trust you now.
Right.
And that
right.
trust is a mother, I'm trying to tell you. I don't trust you. I'm out here 2,000 miles away working my behind off, you know, snow chains on my tire for 4-5 hours going up a hill, going down a hill, whatever. Okay, I'm paying the bills in the house. Wait, this is what you do for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, bro, I can do it. I can do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
now,
else?
Now, my son's well taken care of, this and the third, but she'll tell you she messed up.
Yeah, anybody else ever been cheated on?
Yeah, basically. and as again, start off with the Facebook relationship, then it comes to physical. And then, you know, at a certain time you look and go, I'm spending money, I'm working like slaves 80 hours a week, and you spending, you buying Joker $600 shoes.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
Wow.
No.
At the moment you found out that your lady was cheating on you, how did you feel?
Bad.
Dude, I was in murder mode, man. I ain't gonna fuck.
That's what I got a chatter that said the same thing.
It is not the guy's fault. I don't fault him. You know what I'm saying? I fought my ex. No, my girl at the time. I fought her because it was a decision that she made.
Yeah, because check it. Can a woman that truly loves you cheat on you? I mean, really? Can a woman that truly loves you cheat on you?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
They are good questions.
Yeah. That was a hard one. You would want to say no, but do you really know?
Yeah, right.
No. I mean,
how do you really know if someone really loves you?
Well, let me help y'all. Let me help y'all. Let me add a little texture to that question. Listen to this. Satan. Can a woman that truly loves God cheat on you?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I seen it before. My brother and his ex-wife was knee deep in church, and she still did it. Period. It can happen, man. It can happen. Now, I can't say that she truly loved him, but it happened. That's all I'm saying. And her family is one of those prominent, you know, families in the church, you know, first family, whatever, but she did it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it can happen, dog.
Yeah.
Good words. Anybody else?
The enemy doesn't have no name.
We're all human. We're all human, and humans make sinful mistakes. So even if somebody truly loves you, they can make a mistake. But yes, even if somebody truly loves that person, they can be caught at a weak moment. I mean, the devil's always standing in the background waiting for his turn to jump in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to add some texture to what you just said, brother, you know, with this clip. Listen to this.
Can you forgive? I think it's unfair to even suggest that one person take ownership of someone else's infidelity. I think it's so unfair, and I think that is part of the reason that forgiving is so hard, because when someone cheats on you, you internalize it anyway as you have some kind of inadequacy, and that's the reason why.
To the fellas that were cheated on, did you partly think it was your fault when it happened?
I take some blame.
In my situation, no. Nope. And that's not a pride thing. That's not a, you know what I'm saying, like I'm perfect or anything like that. But no. In my opinion, you know what I'm saying, there is no excuse for it. Because I could easily get a lot lizard to come in my truck and do the deed.
Right.
For a couple of dollars.
Right.
I mean, I'm dead serious. You know what I'm saying? I could go to Vegas right now. Oh, not even Vegas. I go to Reno right now and go to the casino, and I guarantee you I can bump into 3-4 women who want me to take me to the truck for money. And I refrain from that because, you know, morally, I think that's nasty. And being that how I was raised, You know what I'm saying? My mouth can, you know, I ain't going to go there, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to pay for something that I can get for free. Period.
Right.
It's real talk.
Real talk. What about the other brother? Did you think it was partly your fault?
I did. And, you know, lack of attention, you know, and I just said we grew apart. And, you know, first, I also think it was a little bit ignorance on her part because she expected me not to leave. And then that's when you go with, you might not know me as well as you think you do.
That's heavy. That's heavy. Yeah, but when it comes to fidelity, I want to ask this. Listen to this.
Because ultimately the responsibility of fidelity falls back on the person in the relationship. We can't absolve them. I mean, on one hand, as women specifically, if we didn't allow men to cheat with us, then there wouldn't be any cheating men. But conversely, like, he took those vows to that woman, and he chose. And I don't think that men are just oblivious to the ramifications of their behavior.
Does the responsibility of fidelity fall squarely back on the individual?
Yeah. I mean, it's a two-way street, and, you know, both parties are responsible.
Two words. Anybody else?
Yeah, that's true. It you choose to. You choose to make that decision. So, like I said, I've jumped out of planes. I've done some of the things. I've never fallen into a girl walking down the street. That's
wow.
I choose, you know.
Wow.
It's a choice that you make, and you might not set out to go out there and do it, but once it's brought to you, it's one of those, I used to call them 15-second decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That you make, and once you make that 15-second decision, now at a certain time, you're just going to have to, sometimes you're going to have to deal with the consequences of that 15-second decision.
Mm-hmm. Good words. But has anybody on here ever cheated in the past? Anybody cheated in the past? Your past life?
What's your definition of cheating?
We talking about that at 9 o'clock, brother.
I'm just playing with you, dog. Look here, man. I'm gonna tell you like this. I learned this from my grandfather when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, you stay single until you are ready.
Right.
See, women, when a woman comes on strong to you, you know what I'm saying? They would do any and everything to get your attention, your affection, your loving, this, that, and the third. But if my heart is not in it, Why should I go for it because she is? I mean, I'm dead serious. And, you know, that's pretty much me. I decide if this is what's good for me, what's good for my life, then, you know what I'm saying, I'm all for you. I'll be there for you. I'll be that king that you want. And it's a two-way street. But if I don't feel that you are good for me, regardless of what the things you do for me, then it is what it is. So, it's been many women that's in my past life that may say that I was cold-hearted. No, I won't. Just that my heart wasn't in it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, some things that you do that I don't agree with, and that's the end of it. You know, I bring it to your attention. If you know, you can deal with it if you want to or not. But I'm not gonna force you to do something that you don't do.
Right.
I learned this from my grandfather, man. I mean, it's a decision that you make that you want to give all yourself to somebody. If I feel that I don't want to do that, then what's the point of being involved? But, hell, by that time, excuse my friends, by that time, sex has already been played a bit, and you know how women are emotionally if the sex is great or good, or satisfied, or whatever the case may be. That's real. I've never cheated on nobody. I've never cheated. I've never any woman that I consider my girlfriend or my fiance or whatever. I've never cheated. Never cheated on. Never. But as far as me being single, I can do what I want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna make it clear to any female that I deal with that I'm not looking for a relationship. So. Is that female's responsibility to be like, well, maybe I am, so maybe we need to chill, or I don't care, but I'm gonna make you want me. Well, hey, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, good words, brother. Good words. And you know, we all have our past, and we'll leave it in the past. But from Tiger Woods last Thanksgiving to Tony Parker this Thanksgiving. A lot of guys are cheating, but is anybody on here right now currently cheating?
No.
No.
Hell no.
Nobody is, man. You know better than that.
Hell no. It might be a girl listening right now. Like, I wish he would. I wish he would say yes.
Right. Oh, good words, fellas. Good word. What time is it?
Ten o'clock.
Wow.
Well, I'm 3 hours behind y'all, so it's all good.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. My favorite time. Yeah. 9:59. 10 o'clock.
What time is that?
Yeah. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Here's a question for the 10 o'clock. What if you could cheat? Listen now. What if you could cheat? And it was guaranteed that you would never get caught. Would you do it? That's the question. Yeah, somebody's honest. Who is that?
That's Parsley, Virginia.
What's up, brother? Speak on it, brother. So you would absolutely say that if you could do it and it was guaranteed, you know, everything was taken care of, you would never.
Nah, not if everything was taken care of. If everything was perfect, not in a million years would I. But if everything wasn't, of course I'd be tempted to.
Mm-hmm. Good words. And I know what some of y'all would do.
Call me Larry Holmes.
Yeah, beat it up. Call me Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes.
Yeah, I know some of y'all would do that.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you why. Now look, I'm 31 years old, man. I was born in '79. Now, if I was born in the '50s, you know what I'm saying, when it wasn't such thing as AIDS, then
right.
Yeah, I probably would. But I'm scared of AIDS, bro. No sir. I'm sorry. And that's the thing. It only takes one time.
Right.
Yeah.
That condom breaks. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like playing Russian roulette. No, bro.
It's the guilt that comes along with it that makes it hard to do something like that.
Mhm. Yeah.
That's what you gotta decide. Is the guilt worth it?
Right. And then on some people, it's just like that's not even. It's sad. They might think that's not even fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just trying to get caught. That's the possibility that you get caught.
I agree with them when saying the guilt. Because, I mean, you got a lot of things. It's just like, you know, that old saying, you know, you got to cover a lie with a lie.
Right.
So that guilt is going to drive, and that's what gets men a whole lot of trouble. Not that the fear of the act. They don't care about that. It's the guilt that comes after the act. You know, what if she calls me back? So now I gotta do everything I can to get this lady to hate me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I gotta tell her, oh, thank you, but don't call me no more. Get rid of my number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or say something harsh because you don't want it to come back.
Or.
To your home.
From that type of relationship, you tell them, look, this is what it is. This is what it is.
Yeah, but how many women would really, they might go with that at the beginning. You might get a minimum amount of numbers a woman saying, "All right, I'm cool with this plan. Let's keep it like this." After a while, their emotions gonna kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, how do I want to phrase this? Let me add some texture. When it comes down to it, let's play the blame game. Is it the woman's fault or the man's fault if he cheats?
Both.
Both?
It all depends. Yeah, I mean, it all depends, man. I mean, you know, I think my man said, what did he say? He said that, you know, lack of communication, lack of attention, this, that, and the third can drive somebody to do that. But ultimately, it's still that person's decision to do so.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But you can't be pushed. You can't be pushed.
Yeah.
No, you can't. If you get married, then it's the man's fault. If you're not married, then I'd have to say it's the woman's fault.
I'll say this. It's that person that actually does the act's fault. He has to take up responsibility. You know, it's no copping out saying society made me do this or my broken family made me do it. You chose to do it. It's nothing.
Right.
If I was cheating, I would have choose to do it. You know, I can say, you know, she's not doing this at home. She's not doing that at home. She's not, you know, being attentive to me. Then it's my choice. It's me that needs to go up and say, look, baby, you need to step up your game. Punch up on yourself. You know, I need you. This is what I'm missing in our relationship. And if she chooses, you know, she has two choices then. She can say, you know what, you're crazy, or, okay, I see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate decision is mine. And I think when I think we put too much on society saying it's society's fault that we do such and such and such and such. You know, I come from a broken home. Come from the hood. I didn't, you know, I have no desire to live that way now, and I have no desire to be in the hood anymore. You know, I know drug dealers, thieves, robbers, murderers. That's what I grew up around. But I have no desire right now to be like, okay, I'm just, because that's where I come from, I need to be like that. So I would be a little bit better.
Good words, fellas. And I'm going to get right back on cheating. Listen to this. When you cheated, did that necessarily mean that you didn't love her? For those
Hell no.
who cheated in the past. Hell no.
Speak
on it, brother.
No.
Speak on it, brother. Because, I mean, don't actions speak louder than words?
No. That's true, but like I said, love can mean many things. Like you said earlier, man, you know, love can mean something totally different from the next person. You know what I mean? So,
somebody can do actions that definitely don't speak as loud as your words. Words come from the heart. Your actions come out as somewhere else.
Right.
Good words. Go ahead.
You have a choice. You make that choice, which you decide to do. You sometimes have to live with those consequences, but I go back to that thing in the beginning. It could be the conquest. And then after that ultimate conquest.
But when it comes to those consequences, you know, if you're caught, what's the very first thing that you should do?
Should tell the truth, but 9 times out of 10, you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, you can tell it whatever you want, But that don't mean that she ain't going to believe nothing you say, because when she finds out, all that trust and stuff is out the window.
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, as far as when I got cheated on, you know what I'm saying, all that was out the window. There's no more. There's nothing else. It's shattered. Now, have I forgave him? Yeah, no doubt. But it takes a long time for you to even, you know, not, you know, when you think about her or whatever and not think about what she did. It takes a long time for that, man.
I can never forget it. I don't think I can ever forget it. I mean, it's happened to me before I got married. It happened to me, and I'll be darned if we could ever forgive her for that. There's no way. That thought was always in the back of my mind. And there's no way that I could ever look past that. But I mean, I've done that to women before, and I've tried to gain their forgiveness and stuff, and watch how hard it was for them to forgive me for that. So I mean, I don't know. It's actions do speak louder than words. The one girl that cheated on me, you know, she proved to me that she was truly sorry for it. But I'm not so sure. It's got to depend on how you perceive the way that they come across to you and stuff, and whether or not you truly forgive them,
yeah,
whether you can believe them or not, whether you can honestly look them in their eye and believe them or not. And if you can have any proof or any trace of proof and honesty out of their eyeballs, is about the only thing I think you could do to forgive it.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk about next. Thank you, brother. Great words, because you're right where we need to be. I want to see if y'all can recognize this voice.
Furious at myself. Disgusted at myself for making a mistake.
Kobe!
Adultery.
Y'all know who that is?
Yeah, Kobe!
Kobe Bryant, yeah, y'all are pretty good. Y'all are pretty good. That was back from, I pulled that out of the archives from July 2003 when he was charged with sexual assault. But back to the brother, what the brother was getting to. When it comes to infidelity, did your relationship survive despite infidelity on either part? Did your relationship survive despite infidelity? Yes, no, maybe so. No, I didn't.
Yes, my relationship survived the infidelity when I caught my girlfriend cheating, and she explained and looked me in the eyes about how sorry she was. And yes, we did survive for about another year and a half, something like that. It did survive because I believed her, and I believed how sorry she was, and I was in love with her. It did survive. For what it's worth, it's over now, but it did.
Good words. Anybody else had a relationship survive despite some infidelity, some cheating?
I think if it's sincere, that a relationship is survived. There's a difference between trying to get out of a situation, you know, argument or whatever, by just saying, baby, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to do it. I won't do it again. And then you continue to do it after a while. Or if you're really sincere, saying, I made a mistake. I put this on my kids, and I'm not going to do this to you again. I see how it really affects you. There's a difference.
Yeah, I think.
And so it can work. It's going to take time, and it's going to take that building of trust. But I think the question should be, is it harder for men to forgive than it is women? Because women do it all the time, I believe.
But yeah, you can already answer that. Yeah, it's harder for men to forgive. I know that my man said just a second ago that, you know, he loved her and it worked for about a year, but then it probably faded or fizzled in some capacity. But yeah.
Yeah, but the relationship broke apart, but it was not because of the cheating issue.
Oh, it wasn't because of it. But I'll tell you one thing.
No, it was not because of cheating. It was just because of other issues and other circumstances. I had forgiven her for cheating, but it broke apart because of other things.
Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be hard to forgive a woman for cheating.
Yeah, and I want to get there. But I want to, you know, when it comes to cheating, I want to add just another quick wrinkle here to what we're talking about. 30 seconds, fellas.
You never know. Yeah. Be yourself. Miles? Uncle Miles, we're home. I must be upstairs in the studio on the roof.
On the studio? Let's go.
Oh, I love it out here, Terry.
I know you love it out here. We gotta go.
Well, Terry, I thought
back to your house. No, let's just go back, okay?
Y'all know where that was from?
Soul food.
Soul food, exactly. Soul food. Yeah, so somebody want to summarize for those that may not know what happened in that scene that I just played.
Her nephew, I believe that's her nephew, walked up into the roof and saw her husband and her cousin doing the nasty.
There you go, brother. There you go. And that's what I want to thank you for summarizing that very succinctly. But that's what I want to add this new little wrinkle here. Does cheating with a family member or family friend make it worse?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
My God, that's awful.
Who knows better?
The family, the cousin. The cousin knew better.
That's great.
Both knew better. I mean, it's a family situation. That's just wrong.
All the way around is wrong.
Yeah. All sides.
Now, may I add to that whole particular situation on Soul Food?
Yeah, go ahead.
And, you know what I'm saying? How I believe the girl that got cheated on, you know what I'm saying, was Vanessa Williams.
Right.
She is the perfect example of a female who does not give affection to her husband. If you watch that whole movie, she never did.
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
Whatsoever. And what did he do? Now, I'm not giving that man the excuse for doing what he did, but that's a perfect example. That is the perfect example. She was a workaholic, didn't have time. She always, you know, belittled him, never treated him as a husband should be treated. Da 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 da. Yeah, perfect example.
I've said it a million times. Self-preservation. And a situation where your back is against the wall, you gonna take care of yourself first.
That's it.
What you gonna do? You gonna take care of you.
That's it.
Well, when you get married to that woman, and when you say I do, and you do it in the eyes of God, in front of your whole family, in front of everybody.
Yes.
You take that chance that she's not going to satisfy you. You take that chance. If you don't do that, then maybe you can blame it on the woman. But if you do that in front of your whole family and do that in front of the eyes of God, in front of everybody, then you're taking that chance that she's not going to be able to fulfill whatever you want. And that's just what I think about it.
Good words. And when it comes to family and friends, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, and you know, if you didn't think that she could do that, then you should have thought about that before you married her.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to family members and friends, how do you address family and friends that become divided because of infidelity?
I think that the problem is that you keep them out of it. You need to keep them out of it. That's me personally.
Yeah, I don't think family and friends need to know about it unless it's a need-to-know basis.
But don't family members, I mean, especially sometimes women make the mistake of bragging on their husband, maybe to their sisters or best friend.
Yeah.
and get emotionally attached to that issue.
That's a need to know.
Yeah, it's a need to know. I agree with you, too. It's one of those things that, because you might forgive them, but once you have your family members and your friends in it, they won't.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, if you have your family or your friends behind one side or the other, then it could be easier to forgive that person. I can agree with that.
Yeah. So would y'all say that you know, if it's no reconciliation, that's when you can, you know, say, hey, family, hey, friends, we're done. But on the flip side, y'all are saying that it should be kept hush-hush when there's a possibility of reconciliation. But I'm sure if it was like, we're done, I ain't, you know, we over, you wouldn't hesitate to tell your family and friends that.
No,
or maybe I'm wrong.
I don't tell them. When my wife had that cheated on me, I said this to them, and I said, there's three sides to every story. It's my side, her side, and the truth lies somewhere in between. I'm not going to tell you what happened. It's just be, you know, understand that it's over. And, you know.
Well, if you tell somebody, you know, your family, friends, that it's over, it could be under any circumstances, you know, that you could possibly think about.
Right.
If you tell them the reason that it's over, then your whole family and friends are going to think totally off the charts, something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what's going on. The circumstances that it's over have a lot to do with how your family and friends are going to handle it.
And do y'all think that some men hesitate from reconciling with their wife because of the embarrassment of it all? I mean, is there a general perception that you're a fool if you reconcile, if you get back with her?
If she cheats on you?
Absolutely. Yeah, if she cheats on you, yeah.
Yeah, you would be an idiot.
Yeah,
that's what I would be telling my boys. I mean, yo, I know you love her, man, but, this is crazy. Look at all this that she's put you through. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? You better get some alimony money. I'm not a good one to talk to, because like I said, I look at it, if a woman does that to a man, that's just wow. It's just like a whole nother level with it. That's something else. It just seems like, I know it's all wrong and men do the same thing, and
it's,
you know,
it's a little bit different.
It's just wow. You know, it's like being a little kid, you know, on the playground. You get to telling the jokes and calling each other names, and then somebody say something to just go too far. And all of a sudden, now I'm crying and swinging and throwing punches and everything. It's crazy. But that's kind of where it is. It's like when a woman does it, man, it's just, I don't think, what else can you do? I mean, everything that you, man, that's just rough. That's rough.
But let me ask you this, Pete. Let me ask you this. Does the third party involved, when it comes to cheating, the third party that's involved, bear any responsibility, and should they ever be confronted?
I'm mad at them.
Huh?
I'm mad at the person. I'm mad at my wife or girlfriend or fiance, whoever else, you know, depending on everybody's situation, because they know what we are supposed to be. They know the rules. Now, what they did is they didn't share the rules of the backyard with these other people, and they didn't enforce them to the degree that they needed to. That's a problem. I'm not mad at them. The outside person going to do exactly what they're supposed to. I mean, that's what you do. You try to, you like somebody, you see somebody, until they give you something that says definitively, no, I'm taken, you're going to keep pressing.
I think if you're a teenager and you're trying to cheat and stuff like that, yes, then the third party needs to be involved. But if you're a grown adult
and you're married, or even if you're not married, the third person should not be confronted. I mean, it's not their fault. It's the people that made the decision's fault.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing to say to you on this
one.
My comments on this one, what did they say? It depends on what the answer is. If you catch him and her cheating, you know, you catch him cheating, if he looks over you and says, "Who's that?" It's just between me and the wife. If he looks over and says, "Oh my gosh, it's your husband,"
right?
Then we got a problem. And if it says, "Oh my gosh, it's your husband, Darren," oh, we got a big problem. Not only do you know what I look like,
yeah, you know your name.
You know my name.
My name.
Well, you saw the pictures when you walked in on the wall.
Yeah, but my name ain't on my picture.
you exactly right. And my thing is this right here. If the third party, my thing is, I care less about the third party. But if I was in that position of about to be the third party, like if I knew what I was getting into, and the woman just all of a sudden told me, yeah, she's married, oh, that's it for me. That's a red flag. Nope. Because I say I'm not a homewrecker. I'm not. And will not, because when my home is established and I have a wife and some kids and the dog go roof roof, I don't want no home record coming through.
Right.
So why would I put it upon, you know, any man, any one of y'all is on the phone right now? You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to your wife or something like that. Can you imagine the feeling? I can imagine it right now. That's an eerie feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yep.
It's an eerie feeling. So why would I even put myself in that position? Because I don't want to be in that position.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good word.
That's
good
real,
word.
Man.
That's real. Yeah, we appreciate it. And literally, do y'all think that... that cheating is about sexual fulfillment?
Nope.
Nope.
Not 100%. No way.
Okay.
No.
Why not, brother?
Emotional. We talked about it earlier.
It's about being wanted. It's about somebody wanting you. That's why you cheat. It's because somebody doesn't want you. Know, you feel like you're not wanted.
Yeah, man, you just right where we need to be. That's a great statement. Yeah, because I mean, literally, you know, let me just play this and then I'll ask the question.
I hit a ticket back.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, tears dropped, made my eyes burn, because I said to myself, look what you've done to her.
Is cheating because someone's needs weren't being met? I mean, just as the brother said, we need love. We need love.
And that's pretty much the size of it. Unless you're cold-hearted like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't care. You know, you're going to do it regardless. But that's pretty much it.
Mm.
If something missing in your household, and you would seek other options to get it, period. Point blank. If there is no peanut butter in your cupboard, you don't want to
no peanut butter in the cupboard. I ain't never heard that one before.
I'm a country boy. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You gotta break stuff down simply. But you get my point though. So if it's something missing in your home, eventually you're gonna go out and get it.
So preservation.
Right.
Yeah. But you mentioned something, brother. You said that whether they're gonna do it regardless, and you know they're serial killers.
Right.
But is there such thing as serial cheaters?
Yep. There lies my other brother. I was at one time the baby of the bunch, so I learned from my old. I got three other brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned. All three of them are different. Every one of them are different. We all look the same, but every one of them are different. blame for him, I take a bullet for him. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. But that dude is a serial cheater. He don't care. He don't have, in my opinion, he does not have a conscience about it. He goes to the club, he sees something he likes, he go get it. Why are you in the club anyway if you got a good wife at home? I'm dead serious.
Wow.
He has no mind whatsoever.
Like I said, he has that,
you know
that class in Hunter. That Hunter, I got to conquer and hunt.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, and it depends on how you raise. Some people are like, okay, I got to constantly hunt. I'm constantly trying to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
You got some saying, you know, I'm happy, I'm content. It's like it's almost like horses. You know, you got your wild one that you can only go live with. Then you got your one that you're going to break their spirit, and they're going to be calm and, you know, sit down and go pasture and graze.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God bless y'all, brothers. I've been listening for a while and didn't chime in. This is brother out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Reverend Carlos.
Go ahead, brother.
How you doing, sir? I think sometimes it's just quite simple. We have time and opportunity. I think, brother, sometimes we don't necessarily think things through because that's not sometimes how we operate. And so cheating for some of us is just, I have the time and I have the opportunity.
Okay.
I'll deal with the consequences when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, there really is no consequences until you have to deal with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
Right, right.
That's true.
Yeah, that's good words, Carlos. Good words. But I want to debunk that whole, you know, what I played earlier about how you're raised and all that stuff. I want to debunk that right now because it's 10:30, and I want to play this 30 seconds. I'm going to debunk what I said earlier.
But that goes back to the whole men marry women thinking that they'll never change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they do to an extent. They do think, okay, this is what I have today, this is what I'm going to have tomorrow, and this is what I'm going to have for, you know, the rest of the marriage. So in a lot of cases, I don't think that they're clueless. I just think they have their own way of, you know, their own logic, and they believe that, to an extent, that okay, if she says this is what she needs, and I give this to her, then everything is going to be fine. You know, I don't have to worry about it.
Do men cheat because women change?
No.
Because we all change.
I mean, really?
Women don't change. Women are women.
Say that, brother. You can say that again.
I say this, and I say this real. At 20, 21, I could run the streets all night, get up and go to work. At 43, I would be a nap in the middle of the day. We all change. We, you know, and our priorities change.
Right.
So. We don't keep, you know, sometimes our mentality doesn't change, though.
Right.
But stuff does add to the equation, though, that sometimes will. Because I've, you know, had a lot of friends that have said, you know, oh, she doesn't take care of her hair anymore. She doesn't cook this anymore. She doesn't take care of herself anymore. That'll definitely get your eyes wandering.
If you think that your woman has changed, that's just because you didn't look close enough in the first place, man.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
But the thing about it is they're real good at giving you a representative.
You can speak on that, too.
Yeah. They're real good at giving you a representative.
Not that I'm a professional at it, but I've seen enough women that when I look back, I'm like, God damn, you know? I mean, damn, I saw how they were before they got this far, and I didn't see close enough.
Yeah, and you look back and go, wait a minute, that was there. I saw that, but I wasn't paying attention to it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how to put it any clearer than that. I mean, of course, I don't think any of us could ever put, you know, look at women clearly enough. It's much more than a big button to smile, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, you got that right.
Well,
sometimes that butt gets a little bit bigger.
Yeah, that's as big as the smile gets smaller.
Yeah, speaking of that.
It don't get that smaller.
Yeah.
I think that men change, that men cheat because, one, there's something natural about conquest that many of us have, and it looks different depending on what stage you are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always there.
Right.
And it's the challenge is we don't put enough things in place to keep us accountable. So at 21, that conquest looked very different than 35.
Uh-huh.
And at 35, you need different things in place to keep you grounded.
Right.
Right. I think 9 times out of 10, it might have nothing to do with your wife or your girlfriend. But it has to do with, okay, there's something in me that says I need to be relevant. I need to make sure my game is still tight.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just want to see what it feels like. I want to see what it looks like.
Right.
Right.
And I just go out and I take a look and I want to push a little further. And then before I know it, I'm caught up in something that I really didn't plan on. But since I'm already there, let me just take care of it and then deal with the consequences later.
Right.
And I said, we don't put enough things in place, you know, older we get, the more mature we get, to really check us. Because the instinct is not going to go away. Much as I love my wife. You know, I go out and I still have that male instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
so
human nature.
Yeah, we cheat not because I think, you know, life's changing. That's the nature of marriage. So it's marriage, you know. Both going to change. We're going to grow old. Both going to get fat. Some folks going to get skinny. All that stuff. But the opportunity and the instinct is still there.
Regardless of what life throws at you, or whatever the case may be, temptation. And I'm not trying to throw no Bible. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not gonna do that because you told me not to. But temptation will always be there. Whether you be tempted to smoke a cigarette, take a shot of whiskey, you know. Have sex with a chick, it's all in the same. It's, you be tempted to do so.
It's so never going to go away.
If you don't have it in your mind, in your mindset, regardless of where you're from, you know, it's that old cliche in that rap song, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at.
He broke back to Rakim and Eric B.
He did.
Thank you. Right.
I thought
right.
I was taking it back.
It ain't because, you know, I may have been born and raised in New York City and now I live in North Carolina. I ain't never been to New York City or lived in New York City. I'm just saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in your mindset, same thing. It don't matter where you're from, it's where you're at right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What, you know, now, in between where you're from and where you're at, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. And I
you know, I mean, you can't be a boy for the rest of your life. You got to become a man. Because
right.
Time waits for nobody.
That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, and I want to talk to that, you know, literally, if that when that temptation comes and we act on it, I want to, y'all listen to this, 30 seconds.
You know, for us guys, I mean, it's an ego punch, you know, to think of somebody, you know, rolling on your wife. You know, I mean, it's a gut shot. It checks our manhood, and that whenever you slap a man's ego, you got issues, and that's really what it's about. Where a woman. When you do that to a man, it's an ego punch. You know, I don't think women take it as an ego punch as much as a man would take it.
The ego punch. Fellas, if you were to cheat on her, act on that temptation as the brothers just said, do you expect her to stay with your raggedy behind?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, are women just more forgiving of infidelity than men?
Yep, they are.
Yes.
They are. Look at Kobe's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
In the long term, they are.
I mean, why is that? Do y'all think that women take the marriage vows more seriously than men?
Yep.
And
really?
The nurturing nature of them. They're nurturers. They're nurturers.
I'm
warriors by heart. That's why
women have the fairy tale of marriage and men don't.
Exactly. Look at my man. You just made a valid point. Look at the way the marriage or the wedding. Your normal way, no matter how small or big it is, look at the way it is performed. The father, if he's there, you know, walks his daughter down the aisle for everybody to see. You know what I'm saying? Right. He gives her away. So she is giving her life to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the perception of the wedding. She's given up all she has in life to please the husband. That's how it's perceived on that wedding. Period. So yeah, she is more forgiving because she doesn't want to break that bond and start all over again and find somebody else. Now some women are different, no doubt, but I mean, if it's the other way around, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's over. I don't want nothing to do with you. That's it. The majority of the time.
Yeah.
I think one of the brothers said that women just by nature are nurturers, right? And they are a whole lot more forgiving than men are. In that a woman will put up with a husband or boyfriend in some situations that many of us would not. The other thing for us brothers is that by our nature, we will not allow the same thing to hurt us twice.
Right.
And the challenge is, ask a question about ego. The challenge with our ego is that we will not allow a woman, married or not, to hurt us the same way twice. And women do it all the time.
That's right.
Women do it all the time. And forget, I always use the analogy that if men were to have children, there would be one child born in this world and then it'll stop. So they're not going to go through that pain twice.
I used to say that too when I was 20. I worked too hard on this body for that.
but women do it, and so it's an issue of ego. It's an issue of that, you know, we don't want to get hurt, and for many of the women, they say maybe he'll change.
Right. Right.
I don't think we take the marriage vow. I agree that you know the whole tradition behind a traditional Western marriage is kind of centered around the woman. You know, I oftentimes say to my wife, she's been thinking about marriage all along. I just thought about it when I asked you to marry me.
Right?
I'll tell you all this.
Look, guys are better liars than women, and guys are better at persuasion techniques, and that's the bottom line. I mean, that's the God honest truth. Guys are better at persuading and better at deceiving than women are, and that's our nature.
Yeah, and I think another piece to it too is that women really take it personal and they really want to know what's going on, how did this happen? They start internalizing it, and it does.
And they're a lot more naive.
Right, and men just play right into that. Well, yeah, you know what, it was that time, you know, and the women actually, because women want to know stuff and they take it personal, they start giving you answers.
Yeah,
and you can just get into those and go right along with it. I knew that I should have such and such. Yeah, you know, maybe that was it. That was it.
and if your woman's cheating on you, then there's some other guy that's been persuasive and making her more naive. And it's a full circle.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
unless she's a closet lesbian, it's somebody else. It's somebody, some other guy is cheating on her. It's some other guy is the one persuading her and making her more naive. So I mean, it's the nature of the woman and the man more than anything. I mean,
look at this, fellas. What's the beta side I hear all our lives? You can't, that, excuse my French, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. It's all about your mindset. Look what's been beat inside our mind. You can't, you know, it's been beat inside our mind that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, so don't go can you
not enjoy her?
can the exact opposite happen?
That's what we're talking about, turning a housewife into a hoe.
Right.
Yeah, because, fellas, I know that, you know, if it's the other way around, this is what we all going to be saying. Deuces. Deuces. Gone. Right, P? You gone, right?
That's right. It's a wrap.
That's real. But see, at the same time, that woman who was more forgiving than men, man, but you know the saying about that too. Hell have no fear than a woman scorned. And that's real talk. Because I'm telling you, it becomes reverse psychology, because that woman may forgive you, but it's inside your head now that she can't be trusted because you just gave her a free ding-a-ling card.
but that's an assumption.
That's an assumption that we're playing on the same field, right? It's an assumption that a male cheating is equal to a woman's cheating. And I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think a woman's cheating has and this is on fear, I know. We're talking to brothers here. It says a whole lot more about the relationship than a lot of times for men cheating. I think because of the nature of the being that we are. Like, some brothers that can cheat, and it had nothing to do with your relationship. I still love my wife, my girlfriend, but I can cheat. And it has nothing to do with what's going on at home. I think the same thing doesn't happen on when
you
the
just said it, nothing to do with growing at home. You're not married.
Yeah.
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 But if a woman cheats, I think it takes a for her to cheat and not get caught.
Yeah, because if I catch her, I'm going to tell y'all like this. If I catch her, I'm going to tell y'all like this. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. No, literally. Tell y'all. But,
and that's the thing. You know, look, I can't, my life has changed so much this year. My perception, my mindset has changed so much. Now, I would agree with your wholeheartedly, and say if my woman cheated on me, especially if I catch her, I'm going to put a bullet in her head. I would say that, and y'all may laugh about it, but I'm being dead serious. But now...
Well, I don't think you should be that serious.
Now, now it's like if I was to walk in on that, or she was to don't tell me that she did, you know what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
What is it saying? If the best is still out there, then why settle for good enough? That means that she was just good enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That means that the best is still out there. So go ahead and have your business. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's going to hurt. It's going to take me a long time to get over it. No doubt. But my life is worth so much more than me ending it because you cheated on me.
Let me tell you what. If it is worth that much, then damn, you shouldn't be so worked up about it, man. You need to get all for her and move on.
That's right.
Yeah, if you're that worried about it, man, you need to just get away from that.
Yeah,
if it's working you up that bad.
That's right.
I want to follow up on exactly what y'all are saying. Two quick clips. Clip number one.
In love would do.
No offense, but are you sure you don't feel? Are you sure your feelings are not based on the fact that you are a man? And most men tend to have serious issues with the whole concept of their woman being with another man.
that's clip number one, and this is clip number two.
If it were to be the opposite way, and I found my wife doing something with another man, it's a wrap. It's over with. I'm not even going to try. I'm not fighting for it. I'm taking the kids, house, all that. I'm out.
Will reconciliation be harder, as the brother said before I played the clip, if you caught them in the act versus catching them just having a picnic in the park? Will reconciliation be harder if you walked in, it's like, ooh, got that image singed in your mind, versus, you know, you just catch them out to lunch or something, you know?
Right.
Will reconciliation be more difficult if you caught them in the act?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds like we got a good vote there.
Yeah, brother, we all on the same page tonight.
I think it's harder just because our ego is just going to be bruised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just going to, you know,
mental picture that it would be painted right in front of you, that, you know, you if you catch a girl cheating, whether catching her in the act or not, if you catch her actually in the act, That's a mental picture that should have never been painted in front of you.
Exactly.
But you walk in and that is with you for life. You don't have to paint that mental picture. That is a picture that's been painted in front of you.
Your mind has been tainted. Pretty much. It's just like walking strip club and you see the fattest behind you ever seen in your life. It looks good to you. You taint it. It's going to be in your mind for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I want to tell y'all, you know, how that can happen. And we haven't touched on it, you know, yet. But, you know, it's right before 11. I got something for 11 for y'all, too. But listen to this, another 30 seconds.
If I need him to be affectionate toward me and I crave that affection, and that is a need for me, and he withholds that from me,
the thing about it is,
it might leave me open to the coworker that is there who is showing me the affection and not inadvertently, maybe not even cheat, but now I am in an emotional state or emotional connection with someone else because I was not having that need met by my spouse.
Since you're overcommitted and a workaholic, could you unconsciously be pushing your wife to cheat?
Yep.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, because Craig's about to beat it up. At work.
Or Jody.
Yeah.
Or Jody.
Is that someone from the Army?
Yeah, I mean, really.
You got a lot on your plate. You know, you're working all the time. Uh-huh. As the lady said, hey. I strike up a little joint with Craig at work. Craig about to beat it up.
My thing is this: it is like, I mean, we talked about so many things as far as the responsibility of fidelity, as far as with a couple. You see what I'm saying? And the fact of the matter is, it really goes to both parties to make sure one another are straight in all facets of what needs to be straight individually. So if that man was not, she told him that, you know, I believe that's what she did. She actually told him that you're not giving me enough emotional, you know, affectionately, and he did nothing about it, then it can fall on. It can very well cause that woman to, you know, be vulnerable to outside interference, and it goes vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. Don't get me wrong. I'm a manly man, but I like my affection too. I like my quality time with mine too. And the one I just got rid of last month, she wasn't giving it to me.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I'm saying? And in order for me to get to be satisfied with the woman of my dreams, that all facets have to be met
need in a woman, and she and that was one of many, and that was a biggie for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know it hurt. You know what I'm saying? She got all crazy and belligerent with it, but it's all good. Do what you do, but you're not giving me what I need. But I'm giving you everything that you want.
Yeah, good word.
You know what I'm saying? It works both ways. It works both ways, and it has to work both ways, because if it's just one side of the fair, then that other side, you know, ain't giving you what you need. Like I said, if that peanut butter ain't in the cupboard, dog, you go to the grocery store. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It does happen that way. And in order for me not to do that, I might as well go ahead and cut ties with that particular person and move on with my life. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, good words.
That's
good
the bottom word. Line, man. Like I said, I mean, don't get me wrong. I learned from my mistakes in the past, and I learned from other folks. And I'm learning tonight from the group of guys who are talking and conversing with each other. So
yeah.
I take consideration that, you know, I'm not the only one that has been burnt before. You know
right.
what I mean? I wasn't the only one that, you know, I could have been very well Jody and didn't even know it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk.
That is
that's,
talk.
That's real, man. So I mean, I'm enjoying this, man, for real.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to take it up a notch, you know, because, you know, 11 o'clock, we go into the adult hour. And listen to this, 30 seconds.
I tell you something I struggled with was the baby shower.
Okay.
And while it was a celebration of life, you know, the circumstances I really struggled with, you know, this is not something that needs to be glorified in this way. You know what I'm saying?
Right, gotcha.
And I struggled because I didn't want to send the wrong message to her.
Check it, fellas. Do you think that you got your chick on the side pregnant, your old lady will let you go to her baby shower?
Ooh.
No.
No.
Why not? We're in the adult hour, fellas. Now it's almost 11. Yeah, we taking it up a notch.
No.
Yeah. She wouldn't let you go to the. Hey, she was celebrating life here. Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Happening.
It's not happening.
Not happening.
Really? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Well. Let me flip that thing around. What if she went out and cheated, and then she comes back pregnant? Now what you going to do?
I tell you what, she go ahead and, you know, all her bags would be at the front door. I told you, man, I have no tolerance for it, man. I don't. I have no tolerance for that because it is a decision.
Yeah.
When it boils down to it, it is a decision. If you tell me what you want and what you need, then I'm the type of dude, I'm going to give it to you. I have no questions with that. When I make a commitment, that's it. So if you're not telling me this and you will go out and do this, you're gone. I forgive you because I don't want to hold no grudge. You know what I'm saying? Because they may block me from, you know what's going to happen with me in my life. So you're gone. I have no tolerance for that. Nobody's perfect. I will say that. But that's something that's a pet peeve of mine, dog. I can't do it.
So she can go out and cheat, but she can't come back pregnant.
She can't even come back.
I mean, no, but fellas, y'all tell me, what are you gonna do? You know, she steps out, she gets pregnant. What are you gonna do when they're told out?
I think we talk about forgiveness and redemption and all that good stuff. I think it's. If you're in a marriage relationship, then this is a serious thought and a serious conversation, right? Because I don't think you can completely throw your wedding vows through the window because we all make mistakes, right? And I think when you look at, because you very well might be throwing your future away because you're acting out of my ego just got bruised,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's difficult because as men, we don't necessarily want to think about that.
But for real, we don't know. That's the joy of marriage. You know, I always say, you know, as a married couple, you know, marriage is kind of made for tomorrow, and you don't know what tomorrow is going to be. As much as you might plan for it, you don't know what it's going to be. And so, because marriage is made for tomorrow, you don't want to make some decisions today that's going to jeopardize your future tomorrow. And so, even if your wife goes out and cheats, now, if this is my girlfriend, that's a whole not. I mean, it is what it is. It's done.
Yeah.
I'm back pregnant, it's done. But if I made a commitment before God and my family, then I think I have to give it some serious consideration and kind of ask for some direction as to, you know what, is this it? Is this what my marriage was meant to be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what if you and the missus, you know, you and the wife decide to reconcile and raise the child as part of your family, but the man she cheated with also wants to be in the child's life? Then what?
Let me ask you that, Mr. Host. I'd like to see how you answer that question.
I didn't answer the question here. I think another brother had to answer.
No, Mr. Host. I'd like to see how you'd answer that one, Mr. Host.
So she comes back. She comes.
Say your wife came back pregnant from cheating.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I think, like the brother said, I had to seek some guidance. Cause, you know, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. You know.
But what would you do? Would you throw her back to the wolves that she was out with? Would you bring her back in? Would you try to work it out? What would you do?
Man, I think that if that would have happened,
I would
probably raise a child in my household. Yeah.
You would raise a child in your household, okay.
Yeah, and you know, we just work out. I mean, he'd just be the weekend dad. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not faced with that situation, but I'm just saying that's probably what I would do to answer your question. That's probably what I would do. I would try to take the necessary steps to have the child be raised in my household, and he'd be, quote-unquote, the weekend father or the summer father or whatever, you know, biweekly or whatever the case may be.
So your wife would stay on as your wife?
Yes.
Wow.
Her contract wouldn't expire?
Okay. And the baby's father could come by Friday and pick the kid up and, you know.
We all hang out and get together for Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, brothers,
change presents on Christmas.
Yeah, it would not be easy, but, you know, I'm just saying, if I were to say right here tonight what I would do, that's what I would think I would do. Now, I may not. I may, you know, chuck up the deuces. You know, I may just be like, you know what? Give me my two kids and we roll. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But that's a great question.
I think I honestly believe that the answer is I don't know. Because I've been sitting back listening, and we all have our answers of what we would do.
Yeah.
But I think that goes in that that category of, you don't know what you would do until you're faced with it.
Right. Right.
It goes in that, that goes in, just like people say, well, if I go to jail, I know what I'm going to do. But if you've never been to jail, you don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. If you've never been cheated on, you kind of don't know, especially if you love this woman. You plan on spending the rest of your life with this woman, and then this happens. You can't say, I'm just going to roll out, because you don't know.
Right.
Like
that denying, that ain't his baby, that's my baby.
Yeah.
You know. That's a rough one. That's a great question. You're not supposed to be asking me the question, but
Yeah, you're gonna be under this heat lamp too a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm gonna throw one back to you, brother. I'm gonna take this another notch with this whole pregnancy thing. 30 seconds.
Now, what if your wife slips up and has a relationship outside the marriage?
Uh-oh.
For whatever reason.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to take it there.
Uh-oh.
And then,
Hold on, Tony. Go ahead.
Then she becomes pregnant by this other man. And then she doesn't get an abortion. And then you don't find out till later
that you've been raising a child that's not yours.
Whoa, you took it another step, brother. That might be
is that,
to these brothers
yeah,
tonight.
Is that a deal breaker? Is that a deal breaker? I just want to know.
I just want to know. So what if she goes out, cheats, and gets pregnant, but you don't find out until this you know, young man or young lady is going to the prom. She like, you know what? She ain't yours. But you've been raising her.
18 years. Oh.
But she's yours at that, he or she is yours at that point in time. You've made a commit, whether, you know, she told you, she's hurt you, she's crushed you. But that child still looks at you as dad.
Mm-hmm.
That is your child. You were there to wipe her nose, pick her up, you know, chase off the boys when she first wanted to date, you know, hang up the phone on them and everything else. That's your child. It's biological dads, and then there's dads that step in. And you just happen to step in and didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still your child. Whether you, whether she tells you at the end, then we have to deal, we at that point in time, have to figure out what you're going to do. Is you going to be hurt? Because she's lying all those years.
Yeah, she's been lying to you, and she knew it wasn't yours.
Right.
And I don't even know if do y'all think this situation is worse than the other situation where she, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm back, but by the way, I'm pregnant by Craig. I mean,
up
front.
How does this woman ever get a reprieve from it? Ever.
No. I don't know. She might not ever in your eyes.
You know, and you're right, and you're right, and you're right. We may say, you know what, it's not this baby's fault, it's not this kid's fault.
Yeah.
I've been this guy, let me just continue this role this hand that I've been dealt, and be done with it. But how can you ever reprieve that kind of deception?
I think that my initial response is, then at that point, it's the kid is priority.
Yeah.
Right. And the kid didn't sign up for this, kid didn't ask for this, and don't deserve to be, you know, the victim of a decision that his or her mother made. And so you have to put the needs of the kid as priority. And so I agree with you, continue to raise the child because that's your child. All that child knows is that you are his or her biological father.
Right.
I think there is, the longer it goes, so it's 18 years, then it's, I don't think at this point, and again, I don't know until you get in the situation, that you really can, and it's hard for me to say, forgive. Maybe forgive. You're not going to be able to forget.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't think I can, after 18 years, work past that to say that not only did you cheat, you lied to me 18 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Or however long. How old the child is.
Right.
So my first priority is the child. Make sure the child gets whatever he or she needs to make it through, to be able to make some young adult decisions. But I don't know if my relationship could survive.
Yeah, and I think it's a pretty practical question if you put it into your life now. I don't know how many people on the phone have a child, but I happen to have an 18-year-old child. And if I got the call tomorrow, you know what I mean? It wouldn't make a difference. If I got the call tomorrow, you know what? She's 18, yeah, but she's not yours. And I didn't know how to tell you, but now I'm telling you.
Right.
I've been like, well, she's still mine, and it is what it is. So thanks for calling. See you later.
Oh, man. Good,
you know what I mean? I'd be like, that's you. You had to live with that for 18 years. That plagues you. It didn't plague me.
Nah, yeah. You want to live that with the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's you. You keep that with you. Don't give me that. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to tell you like this, fellas. I have a 7-year-old son, and I'm not a sperm donor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't because, you know, my girl at the time was pregnant or whatever. No, we had already broke up, and this happened like maybe 5-6 months later, and we were still good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I got, we got, you know, after she had her son, we kind of like got back together again. We tried it again, and it didn't work out. That was, you know, this is who I was saying, referring to as far as my son's mother and what she did to me or whatever the case may be. But see, I still claim that. I still claim he is, because the biological was never there. And being that he knows me as daddy, I can't just up and leave that dude like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't want that to happen to me. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't happen to me. You know what I'm saying? He knew me. He knew I was the one feeding him. I was the one whooping that behind. I was the one raising. So when his mother and myself, you know, finally broke up, you know what I'm saying? I promised her. I actually went out on a limb and promised her that regardless of what happens between me and you, I would still be there for Kareem. I'll still be there. Because I can't just, you know, it'll eat my conscience alive knowing that I was there and I'm now gone and he grows up to be, you know, serial killer, the greatest serial killer of all time or something like that. That's going to eat my conscience up, man. And I love that boy. I love him like he was mine. My family accepted him. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, even my mother, you know, will call and ask for him and, you know what I'm saying, birthday cards, this, that, and third, blah, blah, blah. So it's as if he is my son. And I still take care of that to this day. Matter of fact, we talked today, matter of fact. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me. So, so biologically, I don't have a kid, but I do have one. Straight up.
That's good work. Good words. Good chat, fellas. I want to bring y'all back from the brink because that was a little heavy. But I want to bring y'all back. Check this out. It's about a minute and a half.
Well, here's my question. Before you even get to that point, what are the signs or the discussions that are being had that aren't thoroughly being addressed or given the time of day to the degree that they probably need to have? Because it's like, to get to that point, there's something along the way that even remotely gave you an inkling. Somebody shot a flare in the air, cropped some pigeons off a roof or something.
When I was just having this conversation the other day, I agree with you, and I don't think that males and females listen to one another.
Hey, and that's what I'm
sorry, women. I'm sorry, brothers. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to say this. When a woman is telling you, when a woman says, baby, you don't, well, we don't do this anymore, or she's telling you something, she's not saying that to nag you. She's saying that as a forewarning
right.
to what she needs. So it's not a nag, and vice versa for the women. When a man says something to you, baby, you know, you, what happened to the dress? You're not wearing that dress like you used to. You, what's up with your head? You're not getting your hair done. He's not saying that to demean you. He's saying it as a forewarning to what his needs are. And I think if we listen to that, we will be able to meet each other's needs more.
That was a little long, but is it just about being a good listener, you know, when it comes to infidelity? It's just about being a good listener.
What do you mean when it comes to infidelity?
Just preventing infidelity, you know, just talking to your wife. As the lady said, you know, as the brother said, it should be some warning signs. You know,
well,
and
just, I mean, just take it another level and just, I think in being a good spouse, period, it comes to listening.
Mm-hmm.
Which would then prevent the infidelity, I would think. You know, because she was 100% correct. You know, sometimes we miss those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we take it as nagging. Because they nag. It is what it is. They nag. You know, but sometimes that nagging is like, okay, my coworker's telling me I'm looking nice. Why don't you tell me I'm looking nice?
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be, you know. But I think that we really need to listen. I think that's the key to it.
Words, good words. But, you know, as we come to a close, I'm going to close this up early. you know, how much should you fight to keep the marriage? And what I'll say to that is, do kids play a part in it? You know, with kids, without kids, when infidelity is in the marriage, you know, how much should we fight to keep the marriage intact? And does it matter whether kids are involved?
I think you should. I mean, you should give it all you got to keep a marriage together, right? There's no holds bar when it's an ordained relationship as a marriage. Kids do make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you can't only think about yourself, but you're thinking about your children.
Yeah.
And the effect that it had, both the short-term and long-term effect that it will have on them. And so I believe that, you know, sometimes they are the deal breakers, right? They are the ones that, by looking at them and say, what will it be like for you if you grew up with a broken home, right? Or you used to mom and dad being home and then suddenly something has changed. And especially having young kids, right, that used to dad walking in at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and suddenly 2, 3, 4, 5 days past that don't come home. And so I think you should fight for your marriage. I think your kids make a difference. I think the question was raised earlier. I think sometimes when it talks about communication, I have this conversation pretty frequently. It talks about communication. Sometimes it's not the relationship, you're not communicating the relationship. And sometimes the parties just want you to hear what they have to say, and that's it, right? And so what I think has worked for me in my relationship is you have to find the purpose of your relationship. And at times, the purpose has nothing to do with you or your spouse, but might be something or someone else. And during those difficult times when communication is not clear, when they're nagging, it's frustrating for you, when you do have to start committing to a job and work like a workaholic, then if you hold on to that purpose, it can get you through that whatever season. Because sometimes it's just a season. Sometimes it's a week, a month, sometimes 6 months, sometimes a year. But you get to the end of that and realize that your relationship is much stronger than when you started, even though you thought in the middle of it was going to end.
Mm. Good word, because it's all about forgiveness, as
yeah.
we mentioned before.
That's putting selfish out the window, right?
Yeah.
Selfishness.
Yeah, because, you know, as love is a choice, forgiveness is also a choice.
Right.
You know, I mean, great words, fellas. And final question, fellas, got you to the gate earlier than expected. Final question for the evening. Before we go into the conclusion and close this thing down, final question. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Is this statement a fact or a myth? Final question.
Myth.
Myth.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
100%.
Yeah, good words. And I'm going to let my ladies close it out, and then we'll go ahead and get out of here and roll on into open mic because it's getting late. I know you got holiday plans, but I'm going to let my ladies close it out, and then we'll roll to open mic. This is about a minute and a half.
So here's my question then. Is this true? Once a cheater, always a cheater?
I don't think that's true. But the problem with someone cheating is that it's always a nagging thing in the back of your mind. And so you really have to that's where that spiritual counseling and your commitment to your marriage comes in, because if you forgive someone for cheating, you have to forgive them and you have to move on from that point. But I think that it's always in the back of your mind. Now, you may never say it.
Peter?
I don't believe once a cheater, always a cheater. Because I kind of fall,
I can honestly say I've cheated in past relationships, but I will not cheat in this relationship. So again, it goes back to my commitment, my deciding to change my way of thinking, and do it, should I say, God's way. And because I'm so worried about how I want to be right in his eyes. When I say be right, I don't want it to come a time where I might be doing something that I shouldn't be doing, and he just happened to take me away from here, and I have to stand in front of him and answer for that. So I don't want that on my shoulder. I have a different way of thinking. I guess you could say I had a renewal of my mind. So I'm not what I used to be.
Good words.
It's hopeless. It's not hopeless, but the thing about it is that if a man is going to cheat, he's going to cheat. Faithful men don't cheat.
Okay.
It's just that simple. You all have husbands, and you know your husbands are committed to your marriages, and they are good men, or that's what I'm going to say as far as I know of them, which is nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Those men who value their commitment, who value their vows to you. I mean, the urge to do certain things or the desire for women doesn't wane because they marry you, but their vows override their primal instincts to pursue women. But there are so many men out there who don't value that thing.
There are so many men out there who don't value that thing. But I'm proud to know that I'm in the company of some brothers that do. That concludes our show for the evening, fellas. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging on. Long one tonight. Virtual talk show brought to you by the Head of Household. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can join us again next Tuesday. We'll be right here, same time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And next week's topic will be... Emotional abuse. For more information, please feel free to visit our website, www.householdstress.com. Again, that website, householdstress.com.
You are now free to move on.